News release. Vance Badawey, MP for Niagara Centre. Vance Badawey, Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of Transport and Member of Parliament for Niagara Centre, delivered a compelling address to the Canadian Chamber of Commerce, emphasizing the urgency of strengthening a cohesive Canada-US supply chain and logistics network to bolster bilateral economic resilience, enhance trade performance, and elevate global competitiveness. Speaking to an audience of business leaders, policy experts, and industry stakeholders, Badawey underscored the critical importance of modern, integrated supply chains in driving economic growth, fostering robust trade partnerships, and advancing Canada's and the United States' shared standing in the global marketplace. Our ability to meet increasing demands, secure supply chain reliability, and seize emerging trade opportunities depends on a united commitment to strengthening comprehensive networks, said Badawey. These networks must not only tackle current challenges and accommodate future growth but also prioritize collaboration with our most important trading partner, the United States, to optimize cross-border trade and unlock our collective potential. Key highlights of Badawey's address included: binational collaboration, deepening Canada-US partnerships to enhance trade corridors, especially within the Great Lakes Strait, Lawrence Economic Region. Strengthened regional integration, enhance cross-border coordination and infrastructure planning, which will address logistical challenges and improve the efficiency of supply chains across North America. Resilience and competitiveness. A bilateral approach will strengthen the resilience of supply chains by diversifying sources, reducing bottlenecks, and enhancing competitiveness against global market pressures. Joint capital investments. Encourage joint investments in transportation, technology, and workforce development, ensuring that individual regions remain competitive in the global economy. Environmental and trade standards. Harmonize environmental and labor standards within supply chains, aligning with USMCA provisions to foster sustainable trade practices. Future-proofing against disruptions. Given lessons from recent global supply chain disruptions, focus on creating contingency plans and adaptable frameworks, ensuring both countries can respond quickly to unforeseen challenges. Badawey emphasized that a robust bilateral supply chain network would enable both countries to tackle bottlenecks, harmonize regulatory standards, and fully harness the economic potential of integrated trade corridors. Canada-US collaboration isn't just advantageous, it's vital to realizing the full potential of our economies, said Badawey. By aligning our efforts, we can confront shared challenges, drive innovation, and achieve mutual success in an increasingly competitive global environment. Badawey cited the critical role of the Niagara region and the Ports Niagara Trade Corridor as a vital gateway for trade between Canada and the United States. The region's strategic position at the nexus of the Great Lakes Strait, Lawrence Economic Zone makes it an essential hub for multimodal transportation, offering unique opportunities for enhancing connectivity and trade flows. The Niagara Ports Trade Corridor exemplifies the best of what Canada and the United States can achieve together, an integrated system that facilitates economic growth while fostering innovation and sustainability, Badawey added. By continuing to invest in infrastructure and optimizing Niagara's strategically located trade corridor, we unlock tremendous benefits for our local communities and economies on both sides of the border. He also stressed the critical role of public-private partnerships in addressing gaps and delivering tangible benefits to businesses and communities. By working together, across sectors, borders, and jurisdictions, we can position Canada and the U.S. as global leaders in supply chain efficiency and innovation, Badawey concluded. Businesses and communities on both sides of the border expect no less, and I am fully committed to advancing this shared vision. The time to act is now. The address reflects months of consultations with industry leaders, government partners, and organizations, underscoring Badawey's commitment to a unified strategy that ensures Canada remains a premier destination for trade and investment. Looking ahead, Badawey announced plans to travel to Washington, D.C., to meet with members of Congress and continue discussions on strengthening bilateral supply chain and logistics networks, further reinforcing the critical partnership between Canada and the United States.